With NTFS, you can use both shared folder and NTFS permissions to control access to resources. One strategy is to share folders with the default shared folder permissions and then control access by assigning NTFS permissions. The payroll folder is shared with the default shared folder permissions. Let's restrict which users can access it by using NTFS permissions. Right-click the payroll folder and click Properties on the shortcut menu.
Click the Security tab. The users and groups who have access to the payroll folder are displayed here. Permissions limit the level of access that a user has. Here you can allow or deny permissions to the selected user or group.
The payroll folder contains confidential files that should be accessed only by the accounting department. To allow these employees access, you can assign users in the accounting group full control permission for the folder. First, you need to add the accounting group to the list. Click Add. You can use this dialog box to specify which users or groups will be added to the list.
You can click the Look For button to define the type of object you're looking for, whether users, computers, or groups. This search will look for groups, so leave the default. You can click the Look In button to specify where on the network to look, whether the local computer, the domain, or the entire directory. The accounting group was created in the Wingtip Toys domain, so leave the current selection. To add the accounting group, type Accounting and click OK.
The accounting group is added to the Security tab. By default, the group is assigned Read and Execute, List Folder Contents, and Read Permission. To assign the group full control permission, select the Allow checkbox for the full control permission. Now users who are members of the accounting group can create, delete, or edit files in the payroll folder.
To restrict unauthorized users from accessing the folder, you must remove the permissions assigned to them. It's a best practice to allow access to administrators of the local computer, so leave the administrators group. These entries provide access to Daniel Penn, who created the folder. Click below the scroll box on the scroll bar. The users group includes all users who log on to the local computer PC4. Click the indicated group.
Notice that the group is assigned permissions for the folder, but the check marks are unavailable. This indicates that the folder inherits these permissions from its parent folder, Drive C. Click Advanced. To prevent the folder from inheriting permissions, clear this checkbox. To copy the permissions that were previously inherited, click Copy. Click OK.
Because these permissions are no longer inherited from a parent folder, you can modify them. To prevent members of the users group from accessing this folder locally, click Remove. The users group has been removed. Other than the creator of the payroll folder, only members of the accounting group can access this shared resource from other computers on the network.
By setting NTFS permissions, you can control who can access and modify specific files and folders.